Hey guys, Natalie here with another episode. Can I take a blow and stay in the ring? Well, pretty much what I've been doing my whole life, isn't it? It's what everybody does. We fail, we attempt, we fail again. Although I see it as a learning curve most of the time, because damn, it's hard in the moment. The only way not to stay in the ring is to die spiritually, physically. And we do want to give up from time to time, but what does that give us? Nothing. We won't be better for it. Nothing good can come out of giving up. You can certainly give up for a sec. You can break down, cry your eyes out, curse some, kick some puppies. Do not do that. But eventually get up and go back to the ring. Because this is what life is. It's a process. It's a journey. It's a trip. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's just how it is. You get stuck, you get unstuck, you do something else, it always changes. Everything changes all the time. And as I said, it's just the learning curve. Failure is just a word for something that first maybe not meant to be, second you're just learning about and making a mess out of things. And that's why when you're small and you have no clue what the fuck you're doing, you're coloring outside the lines. You color like you don't know how to do it, because you don't. And that's what always used to piss me off, you know, because the kids don't try to color inside the lines. They don't. Because, I don't know, because they may like to make a mess, because they don't care about the lines, pretty much. We adults, we want everything to look pretty, to stay inside the lines, in the whole boundaries thing, with set boundaries. But kids, they don't care. They don't care about the pretty picture. They color as they like. That's just how it is. And when they grow up, they become adults and they want to stay inside the lines. This is how we learn. This is how we learn everything. It's like when my mom tells me how to do things, and it's cute and it's annoying sometimes, because it's like, I'm not 2 years old, I know how to do these things already. But once, there was one time when I didn't, when I had no clue and I had to learn. I had to learn everything. I had to learn how to walk. I had to learn how to not poop in the middle of the room. We all had to learn that. That's why first we poop in the middle of the room. We color outside the lines to get to the point where we actually poop in the freaking toilet. Sorry, this is a bad comparison probably. But this is just how it is. Failure, it's like people say, oh, failure is not an opposite of success. It isn't. Failure is just something that either wants to take our attention back to something else, or it just teaches us how to do it next time, because you had no clue how to do it before. It's like the first thing when you go to university or you go to study somewhere, you won't know everything on the first day. That's why you study for 5 years or 3 years or whatever college 4 years. This is the point. It doesn't necessarily mean that if you get a B on the test that you suck and you didn't learn and you blah blah and blah blah. It means that you're still learning, and it means that maybe you forgot something, maybe something slipped your mind, and that's why you got a B. Me, it basically taught how to cry. I was so upset about my B's that I was totally overwhelmed. I was crying the whole time. And I didn't care about, of course I wanted an A, but there was a possibility to get an A, but I was so overwhelmed by the whole crying thing that I didn't go with it. I didn't choose to go a step further to get an A, but it's not the point. The point is stay in the ring. There's no such thing as failure. It's just our attention gets redirected to something else, something more important, or we just have to learn more. We have to learn something from the mess that we made. You know, that's just how it is. This has been Natalie in another episode of my podcast. Thank you for listening.